Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another episode of Presidential Archives Uncovered, the podcast that brings to you cool clips from the collections of the presidential libraries of the U.S. National Archives. Presidential candidate John F. Kennedy arrived on the Ann Arbor campus of the University of Michigan in the early morning of October 14, 1960. In historic impromptu remarks on the steps of the student union, he asked the assembled students, who had been waiting for hours, if they would be willing to volunteer in assisting underdeveloped foreign countries. This is now widely regarded as the beginning of what was to become one of President Kennedy's most enduring legacies, the Peace Corps. The following audio file is made available with the kind permission of radio station WUOM, part of Michigan Radio.
I want to express my thanks to you as a graduate of the Michigan of the East, Harvard University. Which will be presented to us in the 1960s, I believe, must be seized. And the judgment of the president, the vigor of the executive, the cooperation of Congress, these, I think, can make the greatest possible difference.
He challenged the assembled students to work for the United States, and then he mentioned the fact that it was getting quite late and all should go to bed.
How many of you who are going to be doctors are willing to spend your days in Ghana, technicians or engineers? How many of you are willing to work in the Foreign Service and spend your lives traveling around the world? On your willingness to do that, not merely to serve 1 year or 2 years in the service, but on your willingness to contribute part of your life to this country, I think will depend the answer whether a free society can compete. I think it can, and I think Americans are willing to contribute. But the effort must be far greater than we've ever made in the past. And therefore, I'm delighted to come to Michigan, this university, because unless we have those resources in this school, unless you comprehend the nature of what is being asked of you, this country can't possibly move through the next 10 years in a period of relative strength. So I come here tonight to go to bed, but I also come here tonight to ask you in the effort. This university, this is the longest short speech I've ever made, and I'll therefore finish it. May I just say in conclusion that this college, this university, is not maintained by its alumni, by the state, merely to help its graduates have an economic advantage in the life struggle. There is certainly a greater purpose, and I'm sure you recognize it, and therefore I do not come asking for your support in this campaign. I come here tonight asking your support for this country over the next decade. Thank you.